I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And welcome back to the We Got the Chocolates podcast.
What the frick is that?
Don't they do dad jokes?
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yeah, there's a podcast, you numpty. It's the sports chat and debates for you and your mates. Check out these less than marvellous bits coming up.
It's a shame that it wasn't a male goat, then they could have called it Goaty. Ha ha. He added the ha ha, not me.
Goaty, notoriously hard judge, but I hadn't heard this one before, so do you reckon?
Glad you said judge.
You don't want a hard judge in some context.
Oh, I've heard that.
Jeez, that guy really loves his job.
Easter egg chocolate, shit.
What, that you've never had a good Easter egg?
No.
Yeah, if you're talking like chocolate.
That was your third favourite egg. I even don't remember.
But like, is it in you?
Scouts, welcome back to the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Goaty.
And that is Mikus over there, who is back in action and behind the camera. You have probably arrived by accident, but definitely stay for a laugh. Mikus, welcome back from Japan.
Oh, great to be here.
That's good, mate. How was the trip? All go to Japan?
Yeah, it did. No, it was great. Real good.
Sushi, anyone over there?
Oh, I knew this was coming.
Did you take your own cameras over there as well?
So you know this recording for the podcast, do we do that in kimono or Casterio?
Yeah. Well, no, but he's the video guy. He films it on his Mount Fuji.
Keep going.
Oh, do you want another one?
Yes, please.
Well, maybe Skin can sensei one.
I cannot.
Damn it, Skin.
We did six and we didn't even plan any of them.
You planned all of those, you filthy liars. I've been watching you play it all over.
No, you were just sitting in the dark room all over.
We actually planned it. I'm pretty sure when Mikus was over there.
Yeah.
Anyway, Skin, if you can't say a pun, can you at least tell us a story?
I can, a little bit.
That's good. Well done, mate.
Somewhat relates to Mikus's return. In the 4 weeks you've had off, I got a haircut, Mikus, which is nice. It was getting a bit long and hot. And then it wasn't overly...
What about the haircut?
Yeah, the haircut as well. Anyways, I wasn't overly stoked with it. It was just sort of not quite what I was expecting or after. And I realized as I walked out and looked in the mirror that it was somehow exactly what I'd told him to do, which was baffling. It was just, I don't know. I just told him to go short on the back and sides and then a little bit longer on top and blend it all in. And somehow, which is exactly what I've got, but it's just not at all what I was expecting it to look like. I was hoping it would be a lot longer on the top. Anyways, I just wasn't stoked, right? So that's all fine.
And so then what you need to do is tell them.
What I need to do is get a lot better at telling the barber what I want. But anyway, so Mikus walked in this arvo at like, you know, lovely to see him after 4 weeks. He said, oh, you got a haircut? And I was like, yeah, I went to that place you recommended at the top of the hill in Cooperoo. And he was like, oh, general officer. And I was like, nope, that is not what it was called. Yeah. So I thought Mikus recommended a barber to me, and I've been blaming him for the shit job, and turned out I just got it completely wrong.
Yeah, everyone's come up to you and gone, oh, your haircut looks really nice. You're like, yeah, I'm not that happy with it.
Yeah. I thought Skin looked at me really annoyed at me when I first came in tonight. Now I know why.
Yeah, and even worse, the one Mikus recommended is the one Eloise told me to go to, and so she's already told me I told you so.
So what you need to start doing is listening to recommendations.
Yes, more closely, apparently.
Getting angry at people that follow your instructions.
That's a real tough one to follow, that, isn't it? Hey, you did exactly what I asked you, idiot.
How have you given me such a shit haircut? You told me to do it. Oh,
okay. You're still an idiot.
Well, I think we can both agree it's 100% your fault. Oh, poor bloke. Well done, Skin. A nice haircut.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm so joking.
You can cook.
Oh, yeah. I've had a permanent haircut.
Yeah.
On one particular penalty spot on the top of the lid.
Yeah, the old Moreton Island.
Anyway, great place for people. If they want to get on board, tourism. Anyway, it's also nice for me to be back, I think, because that was an absolute shambles last week. I think we can firmly say.
Yeah, that was tough.
That stunk on ice. So that was a tough listen. So if you're back, welcome back. Thanks very much for putting up with it.
Yes. Yeah.
Because it was tough, the delay.
What do you reckon it was harder to listen to for them or put together because of us? I think I know what it is.
Yeah, I can tell you firsthand it was very tough to put together. Poor old Dave done a serious time on the tools there. In fact, I think Dave caught like some sort of disease from editing that. Genuinely. Yeah. He messaged us on Friday.
Action like, for a couple of days,
I'm dead. Sorry, man. Anyway, that was pretty good. Joke of the week has been sent in. I'm just trying to find it here. It was sent in by Genuinely Anonymous. Like, I can't actually give credit where credit's due.
You're right.
I didn't know that was an option.
No, he made his name anonymous.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
You need to work that form out. Anyway, here's how it went.
Hey guys, like the podcast, hope you haven't heard this one before. It comes out of an Australian Playboy from back in the early 80s.
For the articles.
Of course, we know they always had valuable articles and the odd picture or two. Anyway, what's 3 foot long and fucks chickens?
Oh, God.
Should know this one. An axe.
Did you screen that one, mate, before you put it in?
Nah, I'm afraid not. Yeah. Obviously didn't know what he was talking about for the first 10 seconds.
Yeah. I don't know where to go from
bloody
there.
Bloody hell.
Oh, I mean, axes aren't great for chickens.
No, yeah, I guess it would. Yeah, job done. Anyways, luckily we also had a...
He's taking us down a cul-de-sac there, literally.
You guys are still vegan, obviously?
Yeah, I'm still going, yeah. Okay, yeah. Fortunately, we've had a written one sent in. This one comes from Anthony. Lance is Cooper. Quite... No, no, definitely not. Unfortunately, that'd be great. Anyways, Lance is quite an uncommon name, but in medieval times, people were called Lance a lot.
There you go. Very good. That's good. That is good. That I mean, two is... absolute great jokes. You never have too many of them, can you?
No, that might not make a caption video, that one. Neither of those.
Try again next week.
Anyway, give you a listening to. I just thought this was worth bringing up. We do love it when you get in touch with us, and we're always listening. Sometimes it takes 6 or 7 weeks for us to listen, but we get there eventually. So this email came in from Alex Anderson, AA. Alcoholics Anonymous. He didn't write that. This is what he actually wrote. Hi, fellas. I was listening to EP 165 and a light bulb went off that Goaty's favourite segment is actually called Must or Dust and not Musk or Dust. In previous episodes, I swear you guys were saying Musk. It did strike me as odd that you'd associate things that are good with Musk. I just assumed that you guys were big fans of the pale pink lifesaver lollies. Disgusting. Or your grandma's perfume. Anyway, love the show. And that's coming from a bloke who doesn't follow, play or like sports. But I could listen to you blokes all day. Cheers, Alex.
Fantastic.
And cheers from us to Alex.
Yeah. How good is that?
They are great lollies. I like
them. Okay.
I haven't had one for ages. Yeah, not the Musk flavour.
Yeah, I used to really like them. Really? I haven't had one for ages either. Mickey's, are they vegan?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, that would be
Musk. What animal product would be in that?
Yeah,
a lot of lollies have
gelatin.
Hooves.
Yeah.
Probably
hooves, yeah.
Hooves cares.
Anyways.
You know my favourite knock-knock joke, Skin? Hooves there.
So those two jokes are both better ones that we were sending.
Actually, guys, stop sending them in. Just leave them alone.
It's all good.
Speaking of favourite segments, we're on to our favourite segment for this week, or my favourite segment. I know what you guys are thinking. We did bloody Human Zen last week, but no, it's Name Storm.
There's another one that's better.
Yeah, this one, much better. Name Storm is my favourite segment. Can you hit the button, please, Lee, to play the intro? God, I hope you've got it on there. Otherwise, that's bad.
Yeah. I've definitely got it.
Mm-hmm. What about
it? Here it is, here it is. Here it is.
This will be good. Yes.
And you're standing there without a name.
Look at that range.
So we'll give you one you can acclaim.
Fade that one out for you, good.
A bit lower. Keep it going. Keep it going. That'll do you.
That's dead time.
Yeah, I just should have done that from the start. Anyway, now we got an email from Anthony Smith, another Anthony. Of the Smith variety this time. Yeah. Lads, a mate of mine has had a pet goat that has just had a kid. Skin, do you get that?
Yes.
Good. Excellent.
Can you explain it to us? I'm not convinced.
A goat giving birth is called kidding, I believe.
You're kidding. Is it?
You are kidding.
Isn't just a child baby goat a kid?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
A young goat is a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
which is going to become really necessary for you to think my name storm options are funny. So we need you to sort that out.
I'll be honest with you. With these name storm ones, I didn't read past that first line. But anyway,
surprise. That we got you to introduce this.
Yeah, this is good. So I thought I'd introduce it and then let you just run with it. It needs a name, and who better to ask for help than you, Blush? Because that's what we're doing now. We're naming goats for content. It's a female goat, and I thought of a couple of not happy with them, e.g. Scape. Good. That's good.
You say what you hate it, yeah. And then the first one you
oh, that sounds really good.
Gotrude. Serena. So Serena Williams is the goat of female athletes. That's fair
that's
too.
Genius.
Yeah, I like that. Okay.
Female goat's also called a doe.
Is it?
Yeah. So it's a deer, like doe, a deer, a female deer. But beautiful. There's also doe, a goat, a female goat, which is a remix.
Well, I've got a new one then. It's pizza.
Also important to know for mine, I think, that...
Oh, Mickey's.
I got it.
You're still in Japan, mate. Delay over
How's
there.
Your body clock over there, mate?
I'm so jet-lagged.
Can I finish this email? God, stop interrupting.
Sorry.
It's a shame that it wasn't a male goat. Then they could have called it goaty. He added the ha-ha, not me.
You just didn't sound convinced when you read it. But
no, it sounds good. Love your work. Keep them coming. Cheers, Smithy. And he's put two beers there. God, how good's beer?
Great.
Anyway, as you can tell, I've prepped a lot for this one. Lethal, do you want to kick us off with a couple of your name storms, mate?
I will be honest with you. I've just realised that I've come across a bad situation here and that I didn't read that last bit that said...
That was a female goat. Let's for hypothetical sake, say there's male and female.
I mean, 2023.
Yeah,
you can
exactly.
Have names for everything.
Gender neutral.
Yeah, absolutely.
Please, a name for a guy and a girl.
Yeah, it's all good from
beautiful.
What I've heard.
Mm, beautiful.
Mm. So with actually, that being said, I'll start you with there's two options here. Mm-hmm. If the goat knows martial arts, mm-hmm. Karate Kid, and if the goat is more of like a singer, the Kid Leroy.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Right. Then I did obviously read the bottom part of the email for just this particular one. That's Selena Gomez.
Nice. That's good.
Do you want me to keep going or skinny? You jump in?
I can jump in with a couple.
You jump in with give us your three best.
Also didn't make it to that important part of the email. So I was going to start off with Corey Goats.
Oh, nice. Good.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, let's just go tit for tat.
I've got one there. Can I throw one in? Andrew Bogoat.
Oh, that's good. Which is for all you
basketball fans.
Basketball fans. Yeah. Well, actually, for all you basketball fans, you probably understand it. For all you non-basketball fans.
His name's Andrew Bogut. So it's a play on words.
Well explained. Yeah. Or if it's a female goat, it could also be Dogut. Female goat.
Yep.
That's good.
Oh, I actually had some out there. That's some Greek Dogut.
Dogut. All right. So then Goaty, I know Goaty loves his like longer ones. Mm-hmm.
I really do. I really
do. The worksite you would call out. That would just save so much time. Mm-hmm. So I've got whatever floats your goat.
Nice.
But I also wanted to go slightly musical, so I've also got Goat's Art.
Mm, good.
Oh, lovely.
Mm.
Okay.
That's great.
I had Ben Dover. Doe.
Oh,
yes. Good.
Hard skin.
Goat of Arms.
Nice. I also had that one.
Mm-hmm.
Goat Bag and...
Oh, it's Goat Bag?
Like tote bag.
Oh, damn it.
So annoying I didn't get that. I think
and
I'm losing it.
This was... Yeah, I tried to mention this earlier. A female goat can also be called a nanny.
Really?
Yeah, so nanny pack.
Do you remember that time on the podcast where I had the like fatty, what are we called, the alpacas? We were doing this name storm for alpacas and I called it I had just fatty packer and you two were like, what have you
the fuck are you doing? That's a whole separate subject. Yeah. Fatty packs. That's probably for next mustard us.
Yeah. All right. Is you done? Are you out?
I've got a couple more, but
give us your best nine, please.
You said you had none.
You take over. All right, none of them are great.
None of them are great. You're right. You are right.
I'd obviously Goaty McGoatface. Mm-hmm. I've done that one. Goat Meal.
Oh, nice.
What are you laughing for? It's not funny.
That's good. That's
no, it's not.
It's good. You just laugh.
Yeah, but I'll just laugh because like you laugh.
What about overnight goats? Oh, good. That's good.
Look at the vegans laughing in the oats.
What happened overnight oats every day?
If it's an artist, Vincent van Gogh.
Oh, lovely.
And one for Goaty.
Actually, one of mine was Andrew Goaty.
No one went Nathan Lyon or anything like that. What? Michael Jordan.
Well, yeah, there was a bit of that. Yeah. But then I thought you'd like this one, you motor goat and son of a bitch.
Yeah, good, she's still in the house?
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Did you see that Tom Brady has retired again?
Yes.
Second time. The reason that it popped up for me, I'm not a massive, we're Australian, not a massive NFL watcher, to be fair. I quite like watching it for Super Bowl.
We probably have this discussion about this time every year.
Is it Super Bowl now?
Yeah, next week.
Next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably won't watch that either, to be honest. What time would it be on?
I don't know. Ask Mikas. He's probably got a day off.
Watching it from a pub in Bali. Settle he's talking to.
Anyway, the reason that it popped up for me and I enjoyed it is because the New England Patriots, like this time last year when Tom Brady announced his retirement for the first time, they put out like a really nice tweet that said, it was quite the ride. Thank you and congratulations, Tom Brady. And it's like him off on a boat, like sailing off into the distance.
Yeah, lovely.
And then this year they said, quite the ride indeed. Thank you again, Tom Brady. And retweeted the same one from last year.
That'll do.
They're just like, mate, come on. Yeah, they're probably expecting he's coming back again next week.
Yeah, see him again next year.
But Skin, I think here we go, Charlie. Thank you. Super Bowl is, you sent two messages now. I can't read the first one. 9:30 a.m. next Monday. That's Australian Eastern Standard
Time.
It'll
finish by 4 p.m.
And we'll work it out.
Yeah, okay.
Work it out for you. Yeah,
I'll have a squeeze. Well, that got me wondering. The fact that he's retired twice, well, that actually got Goaty wondering, and I got on the job of doing further research because he doesn't look at this document.
Yeah, because what happens basically, the workflow is Goaty wonders something and then Skin research.
Yeah, but where would all the content ideas come from for me, though? That's the thing.
Yeah. No,
that's
brilliant.
True.
Yeah.
About other people who have retired, come out of retirement, and then retired again. And essentially, the plan was to make it sort of a Skin Stats segment on like the shortest retirements.
I do not have that.
Yes, I do. Well, no, that's fine. Okay.
What do you mean?
I mean, we'll go there anyways. What a jingle.
It's my favorite.
Thanks so much. Skin even alludes to, he was like, Skins, I just meant food in the refrigerator.
Potato Skins.
Yeah, so the plan was to make it a Skin Stat seg on the shortest retirements, but I genuinely couldn't find one shorter than Tom Brady's. It was 40 days.
40 days?
Yeah, he retired at the end of whatever season that was, 2022.
One.
And was back 2 months later announcing that he'd go again for another season. Yeah. So, it was going to be quite anticlimactic, I suppose. So, I thought instead I would tell you some pretty loose stats about Tom Brady's career, a couple funny little things about his retirement, both retirements, and then sort of we can chat about other athletes who have been and gone and done all that sort of jazz. So, firstly, after his first retirement, some bloke paid $518,000 for the ball that he last threw a touchdown with. And then he came out of retirement.
Oh, that stings.
Yeah.
So now it's just through that in the last round.
Yeah. Now you can buy essentially the same thing for $79.99 at A-Model Sports.
So I don't know what happened to that poor guy. I read somewhere, I don't know if it was very trustworthy, that the transaction was voided, but I don't know how something is after 40 days. So I don't know. But that's not a great day that he's had if he's just lost 518 grand. But this time, that's
a genuine stinker.
Yeah. But then this time, so Tom Brady's announced his retirement just on a little Instagram post, him just filming down at the beach. And he was quite nice and said, like, oh, I already used up my big emotional thing last year, so I'm just going to keep it short and sharp. I'm retiring, see ya. And anyways, someone's like looked at the background of the buildings that he's standing outside of and stuff, gone to where, like, the exact spot he's sitting, filled up a jar of sand and put it on eBay. Bidding is up to $99,900.
What's the title of it? What? The sand.
The sand.
Where Tom Brady.
Yeah, you're getting the land where Tom Brady retired, essentially.
Some people are weird, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, so there's a couple.
What did you bid on it?
Oh, yeah. No. I was the $80,000 one.
Yeah, so that's that. That's good. And then, yeah, okay, so a few crazy stats from his career. He has more Super Bowl wins than any other franchise, mm-hmm. I believe, as a person, which is not bad. More playoff games than all teams except for five.
Well, he'd be on what, like New England would be one of them, which is the team he played for as well, I'm assuming.
Yeah, you would think. Yeah. He played a lot of games for them. More playoff wins than 13 other franchises have appearances.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's real cool.
No other quarterback has played in a Super Bowl after 40. He's played in 3 and won 2.
It sounds a lot like you want to name your baby goat Tom Brady.
Mm.
Yep.
Are you trying to announce something?
Nope. Not at all. And I think...
So what's going to happen? You know how for the last 18 months we put so much pressure on Skin to propose?
Yeah.
Next step.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Getting married.
Yeah. Okay. And then the step after that. You know, anytime maybe baby pops up.
No, he announced his wedding date. It's like another 3 years' time.
Yeah, I know. We'll still be doing this, mate, don't you worry.
Yeah, you can't rush these things.
Episode 948.
The marriage.
Can't wait. That's about it. And I think the last one was he's played in 18% or so, nearly a fifth of all Super Bowls. So, yeah, not a bad effort. So that was all out for Tom Brady. And then we're just going to chat about other athletes who have retired and come back. First, obvious example, Michael Jordan. I think he played 1984 to 93, then had a stint over in
baseball.
Baseball. Yeah, yes. For a couple of years.
I saw that in the Last Dance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Came back 95
Which was ironically
to 98.
Not about dancing.
No.
And then
quite misleading.
Skin practicing for his wedding.
Brilliant. Okay, so
because when I saw The Last Samurai, that was actually about a samurai.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah, okay. Last Dance was not at all about dancing.
Bit of false advertising. Mm. Bastards.
They're good people, though.
Yeah. I mean, ESPN, if they want a sponsor.
Anyway, so he came back 95 to 98, did another three-peat, I believe, then retired again in 1999, said, I'm 99.9% certain I will never play another basketball game again. Mm. Came back 2001.
Yeah.
Played another couple of games. So that's good of him.
Didn't he buy that franchise?
To Washington, I feel like he did.
Yeah.
Who does he own? He owns the Hornets.
Sure.
Ipswich.
It's not in that was not in the skid stats segment.
Yeah, sorry.
Come on, buddy.
I hate going off the cuff with those.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. So that's an obvious one. Anyone else know any off the top of their head, or shall I carry on?
Well, you blokes had one in your first grade side of the weekend. Simon Malenko retired and came back this weekend.
Correct.
Yeah. That was a short-lived retirement, too. A bit longer than 40 days.
Big rumours that Andrew Gotti's doing the same thing.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Well, what have you retired from? Everything now, but weren't you?
Did you retire or give up?
White ball?
Good question. In regards to first grade retired, in regards to overall cricket, probably gave up. I don't know. It's tough, isn't
probably
it?
Probably gave up.
I was okay.
What do you mean probably? Like, to retire from Queensland, you'd have to have some sort of good Queensland record.
I've played for Queensland, have you?
I have not.
Okay,
but
there you go.
Queensland record looking.
Yeah. He's still going. All given up. What if you haven't retired or given up? What are you? You're just in the process.
In the process,
you're still trying.
Yeah.
He's last man standing. he's playing in thongs with stubby claws as the stumps.
I'm just on the steady decline.
Yeah.
Anyways, Schumacher in the F1, 91 to 2006, retired, came back 2010 to 2012. Although I think, so he I think he even is equal record holder for the most wins with 7 of the F1 stuff. All 7 of them were before his retirement.
Right.
Yep.
Well, that would make sense.
Before his, before his fake retirement.
Yeah. Remember all those games like cricket I won before I just got back?
And after I retired, I haven't won very many.
I have not scored a run, you wouldn't believe it.
I said, don't skip.
Shut up.
Remember, this is our segment, remember?
Yeah, I see.
It's yours.
Yeah.
It's not really yours.
There's one down here that I'm interested in because I used to play as him on PlayStation 2.
That was last week.
Tony Hawk, Pro Skater 4.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Great game, Tony Hawk.
Is it? Mm.
Yeah.
Right,
so which Tony Hawk's the best game? Can you got an opinion?
Who's got what? Who? What?
I said, which Tony Hawk's the best game? I only ever really played Pro Skater 4. Is that Mikus? Any opinion?
I honestly couldn't tell you. Okay. I played a lot of them.
Yeah.
Bet you did.
But now I look like all talk. Yeah, cool, great.
Cool. Right. Nice. And now you build Lego. So I mean,
I have nothing.
Anyway, so Tony Hawk.
Stop piggy on me.
Tony Hawk landed a 900 in 1999. That was an NBD, never been done. He was first to do it. That was nice. And then so said.
What did you just say? Never been done. Did I say NBD? That made it longer.
You abbreviated it. That made it longer.
Acronyms. Yeah. CBA, Commonwealth Bank of Australia. Oh, thanks, mate. I was going to ask.
I'm just flying Qantas, yeah, Queensland and Northern Territory Airlines.
You know for next time.
Yeah. Nah, that's cool.
No, that's good. Yeah. I can't wait.
If you can NB do that again.
Never been done again.
Yeah,
perfect.
Anyway, hurry up, Skin.
Yeah, come on. Pick your best 900 on Skin.
Yeah, okay. All right. Anyway, so he did that, retired shortly after, I think, said he would never do that again. Did it again in 2011 at 43 years of age, again in 2016 at 48 years of age. There's a nice video of him doing that, and looked like hard yakka. But anyways, retired in 2003, I think, from professional skateboarding after all the X Games and whatnot.
Yeah.
Then came back in 2021. That's a fair break. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, so that's a long retirement.
Yeah. Mm. So like 18 years later, made an appearance in 2021, came fourth at the X Games and good on
What's
him.
X stand for?
Couldn't tell you. Okay. Extreme.
Well, it's usually like you've punted her, I think.
Very good. Floyd Mayweather was pretty bad 2006, 8, 15 and 17 he retired.
Oh, hell yeah. That's right. Void money.
And last one, Michael Phelps retired after the 2012 Olympics with already, I think, more medals than anyone else. And still,
I didn't realize Michael Phelps retired.
Yeah, yeah. But came back in 2016 and got another 5 golds and a silver.
Unbelievable.
That's good for the audio. Couple Fishman's friends.
As if the packet wasn't loud enough. You chuck it into the desk.
Fucking bounce past the Fishman's friend across the table. I can't say no to him, mate. He's going on holidays again next week. I can't say no to him.
Get on one of them. Yeah, let me dribble it over to it. Let me bounce 16. It's been just a freaking skimming contest across the table.
Very good. Okay. As if this segment hasn't gone long enough, I was going to try and weave in an email from another Anthony.
Oh, are you joking?
I'm shitting you not.
What? Asking, Anthony Three Poo.
This isn't a triple A. That stands for Anthony.
It's also a battery type.
Asking if you would prefer to retire on a high after winning a flag or a premiership or come back the next season and try and win 2 in a row. What would be your preference?
Oh, hell.
Good.
If you got it in you, go again. Yeah. I reckon. You're a long time retirement. Yeah. You're a long time retired. If your body can do it.
I'd always try and defend it, I reckon.
Yeah, all right.
Good players go twice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like, really, who cares if you don't succeed the next time, just retire then.
Yeah.
Everyone forgets you once you're done, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
Except for this podcast.
It's not like anyone's ever talking about someone and being like, oh, yeah, what a retirement. They finish on a bloody high.
Yeah.
Cameron Smith. He retired.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but they just say, yeah, good player, retired.
That's true.
Great.
Probably remember him for his career a bit more, don't you?
Yeah. But you're not saying like, oh, what a guy, he retired on a high.
Mm.
Yeah, with you.
You know? I think I've made that point 3 times. Now.
That's just that again. It's like Skin's abbreviations.
Yeah, so next seg.
All Okay, we love recognizing and embracing new friends of the show on the We Got the Chocolates podcast. It's actually an application form that you can fill out on the website, which is www.wegotthechocolates.com.au, if you would like to be considered to be an official friend of the show in the near future. Now, I think Cameron did that, and his application definitely caught our eye. So he joins us on the phone right now. Cameron, have we got you there?
Yeah, mate, all good.
Perfect. Cameron Boland, I believe. No relation to Scott, you did mention in your... Oh, am I meant to give out your full name and your address?
Tax call number.
Yeah, no, go with the address as well, I reckon. Phone number, properly, credit card details, if you're okay with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Skin's taking those down. It'd be perfect. All right, Cameron,
yeah,
you...
Yeah, fantastic.
Your first test, just to confirm yourself as eligible to be a friend of the show, and we do this every time, man. By that, I mean this is the first time we've ever done it. But you've got to tell Skin and my voices apart. So either Skin or I will say a sentence right now. Ready?
Yep.
How's it going, mate?
Well, that was going.
Oh, you are a genius. There's going to be too many issues with this application. That's
well played.
Let's just go through a couple of your best things from the application form. Now, your best joke is a belter, mate. Now, Goaty, notoriously hard judge, but I hadn't heard this one before. So, do you reckon?
Glad you said judge.
You don't want a hard judge in some context.
Oh, I've heard that.
Jeez, that guy really loves his job.
Was that the joke, or was there something else that was triggering that for you, Goaty?
Why the hell's a pube pointing upwards?
Anyway, Cameron, can you give us your best joke, mate?
Yeah, I actually made this one up myself. Oh. I was out and about and I come up with it. That's probably why you haven't heard it. But what do you call the benefits of being a dinosaur? Jurassic
on.
Perks.
Come on.
Wow.
You can't get better than
get
that.
I think I like you can.
No, you got it. Especially when you realise that he created that himself.
That is good.
Yeah. You try and think of a joke right now on the spot, Skin.
We do that for a living, Skin.
I shan't be contributing, but I did get that one. Thanks, Cam. Nice.
Yeah, you're welcome. Now, Cam, you also gave us one must topic. I'm interested to see this debated. Violet crumbles as a must and dust crunchies, but in brackets, good people, yeah, obviously.
Oh, obviously good people. Great people. Cadbury, mate, you can't go wrong.
No, but that's
well, you
true.
Can because crunchies are pretty dirty.
So what you've done is just defeated your own. Yeah. Did you ever do debating at school? Were you both the negative and the
affirmative? Oh, mate. Don't even get me started on the things I did wrong at school. You don't even want to go down that track. My goodness.
Okay. That's very fair. Yeah, the crunchy was very similar, actually. Nothing but trouble.
Yeah.
Skinner, you crunchy. Oh, you don't eat chocolate.
No, but the first 20-odd years of my life, I can reflect.
What is
crunchies, or definitely
violet crumble.
I don't know if I remember the difference.
crunchy way better.
But no, because crunchy has that
the soft bit and the hard bit,
which I hate.
But the violet crumble's all hard.
Oh well, I hate that too.
Yeah, I've heard that.
come on.
The part about the crunchy I hate is the hard bit.
Cam, what's it? Yeah, the crunchy has your show. You tell us why. Yeah,
the crunchy's got that real caramelized bit in it, like the really, really hard, like.
Yeah.
Not mixed properly, lumps of sugar in it.
Yeah.
Like that busts your teeth, man. Yeah. But whereas I feel like the violet crumble is just better made, better consistency all the way through.
Yeah, the violet chocolate crumble's too iffy. It's shit chocolate. Like,
how can you have shit chocolate?
I'm with Ken.
It's all chocolate. It's like Easter egg chocolate. It's shit.
What, that you've never had a good Easter egg?
No.
Yeah, if you're talking like chocolate.
That was your third favourite egg. I even
But if you're getting chocolate, it's like Lindt chocolate, right? And then you sort of start working down the things. And like Nestle chocolate. I mean, they're wonderful people and Milo's just amazing. But it's shit.
If you're eating it for the chocolate, though, then just go eat a chocolate goatee. Like, what's the point, man?
Nah, it's violet crumble. That can get in the bin.
You're
wasting. You're wasting everyone's time, bro.
He does that regularly.
Now I'm the one wasting time around here with these two idiots next to me.
Now, Kev, I think you've pretty much proven that you should definitely be a friend of the show, to be fair, by the fact that you knew about Goaty's third favourite egg. But in any case, you do have a story for us, mate, which we want to provide the platform for you to tell, because it did have an iconic Australian cricketing figure in it.
Is he ever? Yeah, growing up, me and my brother, we're very close in age. We're only 15 months apart. So we grew up as best mates, and we used to play a lot of backyard cricket. And we grew up in this little dumpster of a Western Australian town. Good people, Western Australians, by the way. I'm not sure if you guys caught the cricket during the week.
Anyway, move it on.
Hazzy did all right. Yeah, but yeah, anyway.
Trapped a speeding bullet.
Yeah, good catch.
We grew up in this dumpster. We grew up in this little town called Katanning, and we played heaps of cricket. And one Christmas, we got invited to go to the local hardware store for, where they have those Christmas party sort of things where they invite customers and shareholders and that to just come for a barbecue or whatever. We rocked up, and old Merv Hughes happened to be in attendance.
Swerving.
It was back in the day when he was flogging sheds. I don't know if you remember that he was after his cricket career.
I do remember that.
On all the shed ads. And anyway, they managed to get him to this particular outing, and he decided that he was going to play a bit of cricket with the kids. And my brother and I are a little bit older than the other kids playing, and we were just belting these balls all over the place, mate. We were carting kids. And I put a couple on the road. And Merv decided he was going to have a crack at me. So he came charging in and popped out the old classic two balls in the hand trick because he didn't think he had a chance, mate.
Are you sure he's not very rude?
I don't know if he ever did that going far out. Jeez. Yeah,
and he got you.
Leave the poor man alone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got me. He had to do it cheating, though. It was rough.
Yeah, right.
I'm pretty sure, actually. I caught up with him a couple of days ago. He still told that story, Cam. So,
a big wicket in his career. Absolutely. One of the biggest, I would say.
Exactly. Now, mate, you have been magnificent. You are friend of the show officially now, recognised friend of the show number 21.
Oh, nice.
If you are listening and you haven't received your friend of the show card yet, can you email us spraying us? Because I think there's five that I haven't sent out.
It'd be more than five, mate.
You're probably in the top 20.
Mm.
And Cam, well, you just called me on time tonight, so does that mean you will get the card out? Like, but no.
Nope.
I wish we could promise that for you, mate.
I wouldn't bank on it.
No.
We're moving in the right direction.
We're getting better. But you are welcome. Fair enough. You are welcome for the extra hour of sleep, which the other friend of the show has certainly not. Kev, you've been magnificent, mate. Thank you so much. Congratulations on your friend of the show appointment. And thank you so much for making your debut on the We Got the Chocolates podcast.
Well done, buddy.
Thanks, guys. I really love what you guys are doing. Hey, just wanted to thank you because I've been going through a rough mental health patch the start of the new year. And because I work remote, I spend a lot of time by myself, not a lot of time with the mates. So it's been like being a fly on the wall with you guys has been an absolute lifesaver. And I mean that quite literally. It's been an absolute pleasure to listen to your gear. So good on you,
mate. That is unreal.
Awesome.
And we will most certainly be in touch plenty of times with you, mate. We appreciate your support a huge amount, and we're glad that you find it helpful.
All good. Cheers, guys.
Mate. Thanks,
cheers,
mate. Good night.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Well done. What a man, Kent. That is awesome to hear. Skid.
Good voice projection, isn't it?
Great. But yeah, that's probably my fault.
No, I was being genuine.
Oh, right.
No, that was real good.
Yeah, no, he was excellent. Now, Skin, I believe you've got a game for us, a new one potentially.
This is good.
I do. Yeah. We have a new game. What's it called, Genghis? The slow go game.
Which is an abbreviation on.
What's the logo game, like the board game?
Yeah.
But this is your game, mate. You introduce it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. No, I was hoping you'd take over that part because there was some pun involved that I didn't get. Anyways, game's pretty simple.
What do you mean?
How can you possibly not get that? He put an S in front of the actual game.
We're doing slogans, right? It's a take on the logo game. So I said the slogo game.
Gotcha.
There's not a lot when you have to explain
there's not a whole heap behind that, I would have thought.
Anyway, so thanks for introducing the game for us, Genghis. It's quite simple. It's about slogans. I'll play, or hopefully Lee's is in front of the buttons. I've got some sounds on there. So there'll be a slogan played. And Goaty, Lee, Mikus, on Mikus Cam, you'll be in charge of telling me which company or product that slogan comes from. Everyone, obviously, will have a buzzer. So we'll test those.
Mine is Humdinger.
Mine's Batface.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Mikus will choose for him because he's adjusting cameras. His is Tokyo Drift.
Fantastic.
His is avocado sushi.
So we'll play a slogan. You'll have a buzzer. Whoever gets in first, whoever I think's in first, has a chance to answer. If you get it wrong, the second person can answer. You get it right, you get a point. You get it wrong, you lose a point. person with the most points after five rounds.
So if you buzz in, you have to answer if the other person's like, so even if Goaty buzzes in first, but I also buzz in, if Goaty gets it wrong, I have to answer, otherwise I also get it wrong.
Yep, I like it.
No, I didn't listen to that, but that's fine. We'll work it out.
I'll show you, mate. Don't worry.
No, sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So, give it to us. Am I pressing number one, I assume?
You don't know the game. This is good.
Well, now, because the camera was overheating. I had to go fix that. No, I...
Just chuck the
what's my... what's my...
Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift.
Because you're sweet.
Yeah.
All right.
Number one. Ready? Number one. Here we go.
Because you're worth it. Because you're worth it.
Bad face.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. This is where I struggle.
Oh, fuck. Pantene. No. Oh, it's one of them.
Nah,
wrong.
Damn it.
Negative one to Genghis.
Humdinger. L'Oreal.
Lovely.
Damn it.
Spot on.
I have heard it.
Have we got that little ding or is that too many?
I've got a ding for your skin. Don't you worry.
Whenever you're ready, mate.
Beautiful. All right. Well done.
That'd have been funny if that played like... Ding in the hall of
food. All right. Number two.
Jeez. Number two. Yes. Here we go. Ready?
There's nothing.
What?
What?
Well, that got cut quite short.
Oh.
Impossible is nothing.
Impossible is nothing.
Yeah, that's slightly better. The slogan is impossible is nothing.
Wow.
I have zero idea. I've never even heard that.
It's a sporting thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it is Humdinger.
Mm-hmm.
Adidas.
Nice.
Come on.
Nice. All day I dream about sport.
Yeah. Exactly. Because you're stinging it up here for some reason. I don't know why. You look distracted.
Yeah, camera's overheated.
His actual job's really like taking him away from this guy.
I know. Yeah. Camera's turned off. This is a disaster.
He's on whatif.com.
I think it's 2-0, negative one.
Beautiful.
And we're moving on to round three. Hopefully we have some camera at the right temperature.
No way. Nick is just never getting one anyway.
We have a thumbs up. Let's go. Okay. Round three.
Is it in you?
Batface Pornhub.
Yes.
That's not my actual.
Skinny. So you didn't have the wrong tab open when you read it.
We've been reading the Playboy articles again.
No.
Can we go one more time? No, I read this slogan. Yeah.
Is it in you?
Is it in you?
I can't answer.
Genuinely what it says. Yeah, I read this slogan. It had to be.
You know, with these games, like, we're not good at them.
Yeah. So I know. It's a bit easier.
I expected that one to be really hard.
Don't say hard.
I didn't expect anyone to get this, but I had to put it in there for that exact reason. Does anyone have a realistic guess? It's not Pornhub.
Yeah.
I feel like it's sporting related again.
Nice. Yep.
Well, should I crack it?
Nope, just guess.
Humdinger.
Mm.
It's Reebok.
No.
Damn it.
Lethal. Back to 1 point.
That's sacrificial to try and make the game better.
Are we giving up?
Yeah, give it up.
All right, let's go number four.
Mm.
Oh, do you want to know the answer?
I'd like to know the answer, yeah.
It was Gatorade.
Oh.
Oh, that actually makes sense.
Yeah.
Is it in you?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Don't say it again.
Okay. Play on.
Tastes like Australia.
I don't even know.
Skin, these are that hard. Yeah. And the bloody...
We're Australian. I thought that one would be easy.
Tastes like Australia.
Is it a drink?
No.
Tokyo Drift.
It's like a taste Australia is known for. Yeah.
Oh, well, now I don't know.
Batface?
No, Tokyo Drift.
I've got 4 and 20.
Nope.
Batface?
Yep.
Vegemite?
Yeah.
Oh, idiot.
Dang, Rick, give us a now it's one. Ding. All that is. Yeah. Oh, yeah, crap.
So now it's 1-1, negative one.
Oh.
You're negative.
No, nah, well, I only got 1 point, so I'm up to zero.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
It's 1-0, negative one.
All right, and this is the last round.
It's confusing. Round five. Scores. It is. This is tough.
I think 3 points for the last one.
No, these are good scores. I like it.
Yeah,
you can lose points.
If you're watching on YouTube, I'm sure Dave will have the scores on the screen. So go do that if you're not already.
Dave didn't have a tough enough effort last week.
He hasn't slept in 5 days.
Perfect.
What are you revived?
Here we go.
Anyways.
Helping you buy better.
Bad face.
I don't even know.
Brain power.
I think Batface was the first one I heard that actually sounded like anything.
Brain power, helping you buy better.
Yeah, spot on.
Damn it. Well, 1-0. Well done, mate. We drew.
Okay.
Do you have a tiebreaker?
Cobbs and L. I don't.
Okay.
Oh.
I don't have audio for a tiebreaker.
This is good. So you can do the tiebreaker as well. This one's worth 3 points.
I can read through a couple. All right.
Just one.
Couple.
Just one. No. Get your best one.
No. Yeah, no, but just if someone gets it, if you can't get it. Okay. Anyways, then I've got a few. All but right. No, we'll go the best one. Think different.
Oh, Batface, Aldi.
Nope.
Fuck.
That's the end of the tiebreaker.
Oh, no, that's bullshit. You pussy. Nah, you pussy.
No,
why don't you like someone win anything? You'll finish, fifth again. Okay. Well done.
Maybe there's a flaw in that game if you can win by not guessing.
You both finish fifth again. That'll be good.
That's why you gotta wait till it's right in your area before you answer it, good.
Yeah, you still fucking nick it.
Think different. Apple, very famous ad campaign.
You're right. That's okay. I've got a get fact for us as well. Now, we thought our dog was old skin, Ruby, who is, what, 17?
She's old.
Well, she's pretty old. Yeah. Thought you'd be interested to know that there is a Portuguese dog named Bobby that Nando's. Was named, I guess.
I've had enough.
This is the earliest we've ever started. You've had enough.
Yeah, I know. Just tiring.
The Guinness World Records named this 30-year-old dog 30 years and 266 days old. It's Bobby, who's Portuguese, has lived in Portugal her whole life.
Shocking.
Which is shocking. They don't travel too much, those dogs. Not like Miggas.
Actually, that's going on the surf holiday with Miggas in a couple of weeks.
That is literally older than Mikus.
Yeah.
And you.
It is.
M.A.
Who was 210 in human years.
Yeah, that's a really old dog.
Who would have thought Rubs was only middle-aged?
That's true. Well, I don't think she'll be making it 30.
She's been in the same spot for the last 3 weeks. I rocked her, so.
Portugal.
Bali.
They have long lives. Long lives over there.
Yeah, healthy diets.
There you go. And rightio, that's another week of the Chocolates podcast complete. We welcome you to be a part of the Chockies crew and get around us on the socials or get in touch at the website.
Yeah, please do. The website is wegotthechocolates.com.au. There's a little voice recording down the bottom of our home screen if you want to hear yourself on an episode coming up. And the socials are pretty much all of them. We're just We Got The Chocolates. This week, I would specifically like you to head over to Snapchat if you haven't already. Find us on there. That would be nice.
I think we've been giving people too much general advice. We need to just get one focus.
Yeah, exactly.
One thing to focus on. It's Snapchat this week.
It's been a few weeks without homework, so that's it.
Well, there's secondary piece of homework. reviews on Spotify. Mikos, he wouldn't shut up about him before the show.
Does he want more?
Oh, he wants more. Okay. So let's give it to him. And the reviews as well.
Is it in you?
Apparently not yet.
A massive thank you for listening to the podcast. Please tell a friend that you do listen as well. Word of mouth helps us out immensely. And if you are out there throwing bounce passes with fishermen's friends to your mates throughout the week, and you are absolutely getting the chocolates, we will speak to you again this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that stumps.
Well, that's the podcast. So what the hell are you still doing here? Go and get the chocolates, you marvelous beast.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.